Hey, dear listener, Anthony here. Before we hop into the show, I wanted to let you know about an incredible new resource we just released, The 5 Rules of Investing. Dan and I are huge advocates of modeling the behaviors of the people who have done what you hope to do. And who better to model when it comes to investing than legendary investors like Warren Buffett, Howard Marks, and Ray Dalio? This free ebook breaks down the simple time-tested strategies of billionaire real estate investors that you can use to take your investing to the next level. So head over to InvictusMultifamily.com and grab your ebook today. All right, now let's hop into the show.
Hello and welcome to Multifamily Investing Made Simple, the podcast that's all about taking the complexity out of real estate investing so that you can take action today. I'm your host, Anthony Vecino of Invictus Capital, joined as always by Dan. What was that look for?
I was just nervous about what you were going to say.
I'm always nervous about what I'm going to say.
It's like a ticking time bomb over here. It's that middle name thing. Sometimes they're good. Other times they're just
a hot mess.
Really offensive.
Yeah. Sometimes, like you guys at home that are listening in on this, you don't know how many outtakes we have to do. Where it's like, nope, that's offensive. Nope, mm-hmm. that one's also offensive. That one's just weird.
Usually just weird.
No, actually, we don't really do all that many outtakes. So.
Not for that.
But I do understand and commiserate. Like, I am often terrified of what's going to come out of my mouth because I'm a volume, not quality type of guy.
Yeah.
And by volume, I mean a lot of it and loud.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you watch The Office ever?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm a red-blooded American.
I think it was Michael Scott that said something along the lines of, like, sometimes he just starts talking and he doesn't even know, like, what's coming out. I feel like that might
but
be.
But then it's like, I'm too afraid to stop or something.
Yeah, it just comes out. Like, he starts talking. I forgot the line exactly, but anyways.
So what are we going to talk about today?
I don't even know.
I asked the guy who doesn't know that.
We're going to cast some pods.
At this point, our listeners know more about this podcast episode than you do.
Probably. They know the title.
They know that clickbaity title, whatever.
Something about billionaires and things we know.
So listen up. So listen up. Listen here. We were chilling a couple days ago with a couple of billionaires. A couple billies, as we like to refer to them. And we're just, sitting by the jacuzzi, night in it. Because this is one of the things you'll learn about billies is that they don't get in
none
water.
Of this happened.
Because they're a lot like gremlins. Don't get them wet, not even after midnight or before midnight. And we're sitting there, we're talking to them, and they were picking our brains. They're like, "Hey guys, like, how'd you do this? How did you build this thing?" And we're like, "Guys, listen, like, we could go into great detail, but we've done like 250 podcast episodes talking all about this. So just go listen to it. Zuck and Elon." I was like, "Lon, just go listen to the pod." And I was like, I turned it around. I was like, listen. I was like, Bezo.
There he is. Bezo.
Hey, Bezo. Listen, you're not on mini podcasts. So, like, we don't have a clue how you do what you did. I know me and Buffy over here, we'd be totes interested to hear what are, like, I don't know, 3 of your rules of investing. And, man, did that spark a wildfire of conversation.
I don't think our listeners have any idea what this episode is going to be about after that. If anything,
was there a picture painted?
There was. It was a weird one.
Was it uncomfortable?
It was. I don't know why there was a jacuzzi. I don't like jacuzzis, personally.
Nobody was in it. We were all just sitting looking at it. Like, there's something relaxing about hot, bubbling water. Billies love hot, bubbling water.
But I don't want to be in it.
So today's episode are 3 lessons that we, Dan and I, have personally learned from billionaires sitting around hot bubbling water. So we're going to share these.
Or reading their books.
Okay. While reading their books, while sitting around hot bubbling water. Better?
Yeah.
I mean, we're probably in proximity to bubbling water at some point while listening to them.
Maybe.
You like?
Unless I was making some tea. Okay. Maybe that's about it.
Okay. Or maybe at the ocean side. Anyway, okay. All seriousness, let's get into it. Today we're going to be talking about observing billionaire investors, people who are at the top of the game, and saying, okay, what has worked for them? What have they said are some of their key rules of investing? We actually created a free resource at InvictusMultifamily.com. If you go there, you can download it. It's called The 5 Rules of Investing. That's 5 rules from billionaire investors that you can apply to your own investment thesis. So you can go download it. It's totally free. But today we're going to talk about three of those lessons. We're not going to talk about all five. You got to go download the thing, I guess, to get that, because we're those guys. Number one, I wonder if you can guess it.
No.
What's rule number one according to billionaire investors?
I know what Warren Buffett's rule number one is, which is probably the first one. I think that was our first one, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
It's the best rule. Let's hit it.
Don't lose money. Easy. Done. Podcast Easy. Episode over. You can all go home. No, I mean, this one is, I think, probably the biggest one just because it sounds so simple. It sounds almost kind of cliche.
It sounds stupid,
yeah. Right? But really the most important part of investing is avoiding making bad decisions because most all investors who blow up, they do it because, you know, they made some sort of bad decision and they lost money. They might have made a bunch of good decisions, but it was those one or two or three bad things that they did that blew it all up. And, you know, if you go back, you look at anyone's track record, you take away like their three worst trades, investments, whatever, their numbers just go through the roof. And so it's all about just doing less, thinking more. And I think Warren Buffett said something one time, I can't remember, I think he's actually said it a lot of places, but he says people that should pretend like they've got like a, you know, those little punch cards you used to get at Subway like way back in the day where like they, every time you get a sandwich, they punch a hole. And
Every time I'd go there, I'd get a new one.
Yeah. Well, you're doing it wrong. So you never get
like a sandwich. I was like a Pokemon collector.
But he's like, he said that he would tell people that they should invest as if they only had like 10 possible investments they could make in their entire lifetime. They had to think about every investment as if it was one of their 10. Instead of acting like they've got a million bolts in the chamber that they can go out and just make, you know, emotional decisions off of. So I like this one the best.
Yeah. I think this is just all around. It is the game of investing. The whole goal is to keep your principal, keep your money working for as long as you can so you can get the benefits of compounding interest. Charlie Munger, who is Warren Buffett's right-hand dude, you know, his whole thing is you get your money working and you never interrupt it. Just never interrupt it. And that is part of not losing money. A guy on Twitter the other day, he goes, "Hey, can you summarize your real estate investing thesis in five words or less?" And I was like,
"I can do it in three.
I can do it in three. Don't lose money. That's it."
This is a theme that's echoed across like a lot of different billionaires. Because there's another one named Jim Rogers, who's a really well known investor.
Mr. Rogers.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Jim Rogers.
He probably also goes by Mr.
But he had a famous saying. He said in a few interviews, at least, that people would ask him about like his investing philosophy. And what he would say was he would wait until there was just a pile of money sitting in the corner and then he'd go pick it up, which means that he waited for the most blatantly obvious great investments that only come across your desk once every couple of years or once a decade, basically. But sometimes there's an opportunity where it's like, this is a can't lose, completely asymmetric risk reward opportunity. And it's just so clear. So he would only do those things.
And hear me out here. Maybe what Jim was actually doing is he was just spending all of his time hanging out at banks, waiting for the security guards to literally walk in with a bag of money. And then when they put it down to like get their keys out and unlock the vault, he's like, just go pick that up.
Hey,
Jim Rogers was actually a famous bank robber, it turns out.
Maybe he was.
Interesting. Okay. Rule number two. You'll never guess this one, but it's on brand. Keep it simple. Just keep it simple. Don't complicate it. If you don't understand it, don't do it. If the zebra they're trying to sell you it looks an awful lot like a horse with some paint. Oh, that was a previous episode. Okay,
yeah, listeners, people are lost.
You're gonna need to go listen to. Depending on when you're listening to this, it's probably in the future. It's probably the next episode that's the
really
gonna come out.
Poorly named episode.
So not very helpful. Anywho,
let's just move on.
Just listen to all the episodes, and eventually you'll get that inside joke about the zebra and the horse and the paints. It's a good one, but keep it simple. There's no need to complicate it. At the end of the day, this is why I love real estate so much. Really simple business model. Anybody can do it. It's not rocket science. And honestly, all the best investments out there are so simple that pretty much a 10-year-old could understand it with enough drawings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another thing that Buffett says a lot, which ties in nicely with this, is just buy things for less than their intrinsic value. That's incredibly simple. If that's your investing thesis, is buying things for less than they're actually worth, you're probably going to do okay.
Yeah.
Simple.
Just keep rinse and repeat. Boom. All right. Number three, invest in the operator, not the deal. I got a quote here.
Oh, no.
I know. But don't worry. Don't even reference it because the listeners have no idea because that episode hasn't even come out yet. So again, listeners are like, what is happening with you two today? Anyhow,
you'll see.
Our boy Ray Dalio. Ray wasn't there with us hanging out with Zuck and Bezo and Buffy. He couldn't make it. He was busy. But he said this on the phone. He said, the who
slid in the DM.
He said, the who is more important than the what. The who is more important than the what. And it just goes back to what we talk about all the time, but on the jockey, not the horse. It's so simple. Seriously, guys, I know you maybe you're tuning in because you're like looking for some like some pretty awesome, complicated billionaire investing advice. And the thing that I learned from this weekend of hanging out with all these Billies on Billy Island is they're pretty basic.
Yeah.
Bunch of basic bees.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, you look at guys like Moss, they're really good at taking something that's really complex and bringing it down to first principles. Buffett's top rules, like all these guys, their core philosophies are very much simple.
Yeah.
Something there.
I feel like we talk about investing in the operator, not the deal, so much that it doesn't even bear repeating here on this episode.
If you guys need us to unpack it, it's like, where have you been? How many episodes have we done? Like 200?
We're at like 270, 280 at this point. So, I mean, we talk about it in literally every episode.
I'm sick of it.
Yep. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Literally, we had Ray on speaker dial,
so many
on speakerphone. And as he said this, I was like, this is why we don't invite you to these parties. I hung up on him. And then me and Richard Branson high-fived. It was awesome. It was a highlight of my life. None of this happened, by the way. No, this is the delusions of a raving madman.
Yeah, you just took a nap earlier and dreamed all these things.
Not bad. This is why I recommend napping more frequently. You can join me in my delusions. Anywho, that's going to do it for us, guys. Hope you got some value out of this, or at least a little bit of entertainment. Or if you got neither of those two, then why are you still here? I don't even understand it. Maybe you could inform me by just going over and dropping a review somewhere, leave a comment, leave a like, leave a subscribe, or whatever. Give us some kind of information about why you're still here. Like, do you enjoy the pain? Are we like Stockholm syndroming you? Like, what's happening? Let us know. Join
the
conversation.
It makes no sense.
It truly doesn't, but we love you anyhow. You're our particular brand of weird, and we look forward to seeing you guys in the next episode.
Hey, thanks for joining us for another episode of Multifamily Investing Made Simple. If you enjoyed the show, could you do us a massive favor? Head over to iTunes and leave a 5-star rating and review. Your feedback, it means the world to us as it helps us grow and spread the word about multifamily investing. And don't forget, sharing is caring. So fire this episode over to any friends or family who you think could benefit from learning all about multifamily investing. Thanks, guys. We appreciate every single one of you, and we'll see you on the next show.